in place. It's called Cheers. Okay, hi, this is Paul Slackus, Good News Planet. We're here at Cheers and 568 Metropolitan Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. I'm with Haki. Haki, hi, how are you?
Everything is fine, thank you so much. Thanks for being here.
Tell me a little bit about the New York short film.
Tuesdays.
Okay.
It was funded in 2014, and then it's going to be our 114th event today.
Wow.
So it's been going on since 2014, and then we do this event sometimes bi-weekly, sometimes monthly, but at least monthly we do this event. And today I'm very excited that it's going to be plenty of short films, a good selection, and 114.
Wow, okay. So what was the inspiration to begin this?
Because usually short films don't garner enough attention at the film festivals. And I mean, how the main film festivals schedule the short films, usually like Sunday at 11 a.m. or Saturday at 10 a.m. So that was the idea of bringing New York when they can show up, and then they can enjoy the films while they are drinking.
Okay. Do you have a website for this as well?
Yes. Our website is actually, can I? Okay. American Comedic
I'm going
Arts.
Live right now.
Yes, so. American Comedic Arts Awards is our main festival, and the New York Eurasian Film Festival is our main festival, and I'm the founder of all. This is our partly side events.
And the web and the website?
Website is cheertainyc.com.
Cheer Thai, okay.
Cheertainyc.com.
That's interesting. Yes. You got a Thai restaurant with the name of Cheers.
Yeah.
That's
so
all good.
We've been holding the events at Cheers Thai since 2016, and then we've been visiting different venues such as in Park Slope and then Bay Ridge. So this is our Williamsburg location. But so far, everybody's happy in Williamsburg.
All righty, great. Congratulations to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. So actually, I'm here this evening with my buddy Ron. Let's see if, Ron, why don't you, Bashi, who's a buddy of mine, who's involved with a movie called First Responders, which actually I played a little piano on and wrote some music for. So Ron, tell us a little bit about the movie.
Well, the movie's, my opinion, is very important. It deals with the issue of PTSD, which is a condition along with depression that unfortunately many first responders of all types have to deal with one way or another. And an issue that I've been told about from many first responders is that there seems to be a macho culture amongst them, and so there is a reticence to discuss when they have having problems based on their work situation. But what we tried to do in this movie, which is starring Chris Thompson as...
Hello, Chris. You did a great job in this movie. Fantastic. You were saying?
So what we're trying to demonstrate is that there is hope and there is help and there is no shame in seeking help if there is a problem that you're having as a first responder or that you're trying to deal with a family member or a friend. And I'd like to publicly thank Paul Slackus
and
the Good News Company for his volunteer work in creating the score for this and playing for us as well, and to all the actors who helped us out because they all did it.
I got to thank my mother. My mother taught me how to play the piano. All right. So, Chris, listen, I, you know, in that I had the chance to watch the movie many times on this very important movie with a very important subject. And you play really well. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You really do a great job as the lead first responder. But you go through some ups and downs in that process. It's not a party for you. You take it, first, you're very serious about it. And I know you have the psychiatrist over here who helps as well. I know that. And so maybe tell us about how you feel about the part.
I feel good about the part. I think it's a movie that has an important message to it. And I think the entire work is very good. I think it's worth seeing. So that's how I feel about the whole thing.
Because Mr. Bashi over here put you in some very uncomfortable positions, the part of what was the name? Your name in the movie?
Sam.
That's right. Okay. I mean, you had to go through some. You had to see a shrink.
Yes.
You didn't want to go see a shrink.
You also had to jump in the ocean.
You had to jump in the ocean and the Coney Island.
The first thing Ron asked me at the audition was, "Can you swim?"
Uh-huh. And you did?
Yes.
And I saw you do that?
Yes.
And you saved somebody?
Yeah.
In fact, you saved a lot of people.
Yes.
In general. And except for, I'm not going to say too much about the movie, except one that was a problem, it seemed to me, possibly for the rest of your life.
Yes. It's something he will carry with him forever. It's where it all starts. I don't want to say too much about the movie either.
No,
but that's the root of the problem. That's where it all began.
Do you feel that the part that, you know, the part that it's a short film, do you feel that that your character would have gotten through it and continued on? What do you think?
No, I don't think he would have. I think if he hadn't gotten the movie, he would not have made it. I think that's the whole storyline for the movie.
So, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go to your shrink and see if I can find a better answer here, or another answer. Okay. So, hi, Samantha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, good. So, Samantha, you played a psychiatrist,
yes,
and an important psychiatrist, because you helped Sam during a difficult time in his life, handling a difficult job and a difficult situation that occurred for him in his performing his work. Okay? And since I played the piano, I watched this movie a lot of times. And I'm very impressed with everybody's performance, talents, and skills, in addition to the story itself. So tell me a little bit about how you felt about the movie for you.
I really enjoyed how it turned out. I thought everybody gave a very truthful performance, and it's a very important subject matter, and that I think is misunderstood a lot. So I was really happy to be a part of it.
So I would come to you. Do you have private sessions? Because I like the way you worked with your client. You were caring and loving, but you were very strong and assisting them. I don't like therapists that don't say anything. But you had something to say that I think saved him to a certain degree.
I think people need to know that they're speaking to someone who is grounded and that gives them that security.
Okay. All righty.
Thank you,
Samantha. Thank you. All right, Ron. Well, tie this thing up for me. So where can we see the movie, and what's going on with it?
Okay, we are expecting to be in festivals around the country during the coming months. And if you go to our website, firstrespondermovie.com, you can be kept up to date. Of course, we'd love for you to like and follow us. And that's where you can find us right now. So you can learn about motivations and see our trailer.
firstrespondermovie.com. All right, good. And there's going to be another movie coming out in another film festival. Let me just make sure I get to the bottom of that. Okay, come here. If you don't mind, when is the next film festival? Because not everybody could get here tonight.
Oh, next short film Tuesdays, probably. Cannot define the exact date, but it's going to be in the end of February.
Okay, so they should stay tuned to your website about
yes,
where it's going to be and when it's going to be.
They can find us on social media, but definitely they will find us, yes.
Okay, congratulations once again. Thank you.